Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The National Rifle Association has long been one of the most powerful lobbying organizations in the history of the United States, but its reputation is on the line. On Friday, a New York jury found its former CEO, Wayne LaPierre, liable for misspending more than $5 million. LaPierre led the NRA for decades, but stepped down just before the trial began. Courthouse News reporter Eric Ubelacher has been covering this case from the start, and he's with us now. Eric, welcome back.
Thank you.
And we've had just a few days now to go over some of the accusations at the center of this case, which included lavish spending by LaPierre and others at the NRA. But just, you know, briefly, for those just catching up, sum up what this case was all about.
Yeah, of course. You touched on it right there. Wayne LaPierre and some of his former and even current executives are being accused of basically misappropriating NRA funds, using it to buy things like private flights, no-show contracts for friends and family, things of that nature.
Yeah. Now, two former execs, including LaPierre, have to repay millions of dollars to the NRA. I understand, though, there are no financial penalties for the organization itself, but can the same be said reputationally? I mean, where does this leave, you know, this historically very powerful organization?
Well, the NRA is in a pretty interesting place now. There's a little bit of a civil war that's been happening even under LaPierre's rule, but certainly got some extra charge after this ruling. There's a lot of NRA members, NRA board members, prospective NRA board members that want to come in and kind of scrub it of LaPierre's now tarnished legacy. People want more financial oversight in the NRA. They just generally want to get a handle on this organization's spending so that it could get members back up to where it used to be.
Yeah, the case isn't over yet either. There's a second part of this trial coming up that'll focus on oversight of the NRA going forward. You kind of hinted at that. How much do you think this case could change the organization?
All right. I mean, that's a really good question. One of the things that we're kind of waiting for in the next leg of this trial is to see if Wayne LaPierre could even get back into the NRA. That still has not been decided. So despite him having to pay back, millions of dollars to the NRA, interestingly enough, who was also a defendant in this case, of course, it's still not off the table that he could come back and return to the very same role that he resigned in earlier this year.
Really?
So, I mean, that would be potentially huge if, the court finds that LaPierre could return and he does return, then the NRA is back exactly where it was after all this. Now, I certainly don't think that that's going to happen. LaPierre is getting up there in age. He has taken a reputational hit as a result of this trial. Those are the kinds of things that we're waiting for the second leg of this trial over the summer.
And what else will you be watching for?
The other thing that we're going to have to wait until the summer, unfortunately, for is to see what kind of changes could take place internally within the NRA. I mean, there's an awful lot of movement on the board right now. People that are energized, NRA board members or prospective board members that were energized by the result of this trial that want to get in and kind of shake up how the NRA operates. As I said, scrub it of this LaPierre legacy. We could potentially see some more oversight from the court as well to kind of keep the NRA, make sure that it's adhering to these nonprofit standards that the court ruled that they violated.
Eric Ubelacher from Courthouse News, thanks so much.
Thank you.